The Poetry Lesson for Steve Cowett, June 30th, 1938 to April 2nd, 2015. Steal a line from a great poem, because the best poets don't pay homage. That word, like the godly he, spelled with a capital H, they take as if the whole world was their smorgasbord. Yes, that's what it felt like on that day we hiked in the Cuyamacas, and all of nature seemed to be slyly winking as it sent us bluebird after bluebird, wild turkey, deer, and that wounded lizard we found on the path, the one you gently moved aside with a stick as you swore to the squeamish among us that its torn-off tail would regenerate itself in a week. Our group was mostly poetry students, and you, winking back, as if you had summoned the gods, arranged for a lesson so perfect it would be impossible not to write a poem. So this is mine, the one I'm trying to shape from your teachings, the day after learning you've gone. Your books spread out over my cluttered desk. That's another one of your tricks. Include in your poem a reference to the writing of it, like a camera pulling back to reveal the soundstage, gaffers, boom mics, and floodlights. After the hike, a few of us drove to a small lake where your friend Jack set up a telescope, and we waited to catch a glimpse of the fledgling eaglet whose parents had forged a temporary nest in the brambles. Here's what I remember. My stomach rumbling as we took turns gazing into the eyepiece. I wasn't thinking of eaglets, but Julian apple pie. I was going to have mine a la mode with Dutch crumble crust. Notice how I've used assonance and consonance, the mimicking sounds of brambles rumbling, crumble, crust. But when that large nest rustled and the fledgling rose, its new wings flapping, and landed briefly on a branch, I forgot about everything I planned to do later, have lunch at that roadside cafe where we always ended up, the lively political discussion that would ensue, even the exquisite dessert, its perfect blending of hot and cold. But then, just as quickly as it had appeared, the little eagle dropped back into its nest, out of sight. Would this be a good place to address the reader, to instruct? Listen, when the beauty of a thing insists on being seen, you must give yourself over to it, for this is the shimmering everything, the moment and its volumes of unwritten poems. But here's the part where I make my confession. I lied. I never saw that eaglet. The stupid guy I was dating left his backpack at the trailhead, and I, being even stupider, drove him back instead of letting him take my car, going with you and Jack to see the bird. But everything else is true. The lizard, the cafe where you told us of your miraculous sighting, the steaming apple pie. I saw you last month at a workshop you taught. It never occurred to me, not for a second, that it would be the last time. You said, "Here's a trick, a really cheap trick." End your poem with a rhyme.